Chapter 31. Bruce Dell ran to my mother, pitched her over his shoulder, and staggered out of the hut. I was rolling, bound as I was, toward the door, with Burke right behind me when Bruce returned. Smoke filled the shed, and flames licked high along the wall boards toward the rafters. If the roof fell in, we'd be killed. Bruce pulled a knife from his pocket and sliced through the ropes around my feet. When they fell away, he cut the ropes binding Burke's ankles, and we three lurched outside. I coughed and sputtered and filled my lungs with cold, fresh air. Once outside, Bruce cut Mom's ropes and the ones around Burke's and my wrists.
"That man, that Jude, he's still in there, and so is Ranger,"
Mom cried, pointing at the crackling inferno.
"No, they're all right. Look,"
Burke said. The smoke-darkened shapes of a man and a dog reeled out of the barn. Jude fell to one knee, coughing and gagging. Ranger struggled over to Burke and flopped down at his feet, feebly licking the old man's hand. Burke patted Ranger and told him what a good dog he was. Mom and I held on to each other, shaking from cold and excitement. We looked up at Bruce. Mom's voice was hoarse.
"You saved our lives. We would still have been in there except for you."
The fire roared and the roof collapsed, a blazing inferno shooting sparks high above the dead branches of the surrounding oaks. Bruce stood staring at the fire, slowly shaking his head from side to side like a bull trying to clear his vision.
"I just didn't know, Miss Flora. When Jude talked me into it, it seemed like a good joke, a way to get even."
His voice trailed off. A familiar red hound bounded into the clearing and trotted over to Ranger.
"It's Murphy," I said. "But where's Grant? I thought he was using Murphy to try to pick up your scent, Mom."
Two figures emerged from the woods. They were slightly rimmed in white from the sleet, but I would know that pair anywhere.
"Grant," I called, running toward him. "Grant, we found Mom and Burke. They are all right."
At that moment, I didn't mind the sleet nor the icy raindrops sliding under the collar of my coat. Grant's strong arms closed around me and he pulled me up against his chest. The world stopped spinning for a brief instant and everything was well. Then he released me, tilting my chin toward him with one finger and asking,
"Darcy, are you and Miss Flora well? Are you hurt?"
Mom walked to us, and Grant wrapped one arm around her. She smiled.
"We're fine now, Grant. Darcy and I are safe, and so is Burke."
Jim Clendon stopped beside Jude and stood looking down at the coughing, choking man.
"What happened to the old barn?" he asked. "Did somebody set it a purpose?" "Well, I think I'll just be going on home now, folks,"
Bruce said, edging away from the group.
"I think you won't, Mr. Dowell,"
Grant said.
"Stop right there. I've got a bunch of questions to ask."
Jude rose to one knee and pointed a shaking finger in Bruce's direction.
"Don't let him get away. He's in this as deep as I am."
A fit of coughing interrupted him. Burke Hopkins nodded.
"He was in cahoots with that jaybird,"
he said, nodding toward Jude.
"But he saved our lives, Grant. I'll not forget that any time soon." "Jim, radio for help,"
Grant said.
"We're going to need medical assistance for Melton, and I think that dog of Burke's could use some looking after. Better ask for the fire department, too. We can't count on the rain to keep that blaze from scattering. Looks to me like Jude is going to have to go to the hospital for a bit, but I believe Bruce is well enough to go back to the office to answer some questions. Darcy, can you and your mother get home by yourselves?"
Mom and I nodded.
"Wild horses couldn't keep us away," she said.